We'll get to our guest who was with the Eugene Marathon as we welcome in Ian Dobson. Ian, I apologize. I wrote the phone number down wrong, but I'm glad we got a hold of you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Glad to be here. Thanks.
So, 13th annual Eugene Marathon. Let's use 13 as a good luck number. Again, just for folks who are unfamiliar, just what this has become, the representation, it's international, and, you know, as we now get into 2019, you guys kind of put the pedal to the metal to start to get ready.
That's right. Yeah, things are really picking up now that it's into the new year, and the event really, as you say, it's become a big event. Kind of a destination bucket list event for a lot of people. Right now, we've got people signed up from 46 states and 13 countries, and we're expecting to get people from those last four states so we can get all 50 and hopefully some more countries too. So it really, it's become a great event to attract people to our area and also to get people from our area already involved in something fun, healthy, and supports a bunch of organizations in our community.
You know, very rarely I get one off the request line, but somebody wanted me to ask you about Tracktown Fitness in the run-up, that it's been held at Hayward in the past, but there is no Hayward right now, right?
That's correct. Yeah, so Tracktown Fitness is run by Tracktown USA. We're partnering with them again. It is going to happen. I believe they're going to make an announcement about the location shortly. But I can't make that announcement, but I do know that it is happening. It's going to start Sunday, January 27th, and it'll be every Sunday morning until marathon weekend. So people who have enjoyed that in the past can look forward to a very similar format again at a new venue.
And so some of the specifics, the Kids Duck Dash, the 5K, the marathon, they'll all start at Autzen and finish at the 50-yard line inside. So what could you tell us about the design, the layout, the course?
Yeah, so for the marathon and half marathon, the course is going to feel very familiar to people. The big difference is being obviously the finish inside Autzen on the 50-yard line and the first 3 miles, which start out on Leo Harris Drive, right in front of the stadium, head over the Ferry Street Bridge, into downtown, up Willamette Street, and into campus, where it'll really kind of join the old course. There are some differences, but it'll really feel familiar. So the 5K and the Kids Run are going to be, those are our Saturday events. That's April 27th. And those are going to take place really right in the Autzen Stadium area, just as you say, finishing on the 50-yard line. So we think that's going to be pretty exciting.
You know, as we continue with Ian Dobson, Eugene Marathon, EugeneMarathon.com, on Twitter, at Eugene Marathon, to keep up. I mean, we're here January 9th for people who, you know, maybe were a little more athletic at one point, maybe even ran, maybe haven't run in a while. Considering the date of the race, if they wanted to run in the marathon, is it realistic to think they can get in that kind of shape if they started, like, in the morning?
Yeah. So this is actually just about the perfect time to start a training plan. Some of our local running stores, running groups are literally just this week kicking off their 15, 16-week kind of training plans. You know, the truth is, if you're starting from absolute zero, really coming off the couch, I would recommend one of the shorter events,
right,
whether it be the 5K or the half marathon. Not that a half marathon will feel short when you're running it, but compared to the marathon, it's a much more achievable distance. The marathon is really, it's a big undertaking, and you know, as much as I would love to have everybody running it, the fact is that it probably would be a better experience for people who have some experience, who aren't starting at absolute zero. But for those who do have any sort of background in running, this is about the perfect time to start training.
You know, somebody also said they wanted to ask you about, you know, there's participants who can run for free, and there's apparently a new connection with our Hall of Fame football coach, Mike Bilotti.
We're really happy to have the Muscular Dystrophy Association as one of our charity partners. That's an organization that Mike Bilotti has really, really supported. And so we're looking forward to having him involved on marathon weekends. Obviously, we're leaving it up to him as to how much he wants to be involved, so he's going to kind of tell us what he's going to be doing. But, yeah, we're really proud to be supporting that organization and hoping to see him on marathon weekend as much as possible.
All right, a couple of final thoughts. Obviously, volunteers are enormous. Tell me how people can volunteer, raise money for their local group, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so we have a specific page on our website, eugenemarathon.com. It's dedicated just to volunteers, and we use 800 volunteers on marathon weekend. It's a huge community effort. It wouldn't happen without our volunteers, and people can volunteer as individuals. They can volunteer as groups. We love to partner with charities, with student groups, with churches, anything like that to support those organizations when they're able to provide some volunteers. So there's a ton of opportunities. Right now, I think we've got about 300 of our 800 volunteers signed up, so there are plenty of spots left. And we would really welcome and really appreciate any support we can get.
And lastly, we mentioned for people who might be getting off the couch, for those who want to get trained and get involved, what kind of local connection, you know, groups and resources that are available to whip you into shape to get ready to run?
Yeah. You already mentioned the Tracktown Fitness. I think that's one of the best, really off-the-couch kind of training resources that's out there. Vin Lanana was the 2016 U.S. Olympic head coach for track and field, is going to be helping spearhead that. I'm going to be helping out with that, too, every Sunday. In addition to that, both of our local running stores, Run Hub Northwest and Eugene Running Company, do training programs leading up to the marathon, and that's for 5K, half marathon, and marathon. So any of those distances, I would say Tracktown Fitness or our specialty running stores here locally are great resources.
All right, folks, he's Ian Dobson. Again, the website, EugeneMarathon.com. Follow them on Twitter, at Eugene Marathon. Belated Happy New Year. Always great catching up, and I'm sure in a couple months as we get closer and closer, we'll talk again, get a little update. But we appreciate you checking in. Good information as always, Ian.
Great. Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right. Take it easy.